There haven't been any public protests against the proposed Donlin gold mine in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta region since last summer. But one tribe broke the silence with a resolution opposing the mine this month. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Christy Schallenberger reports.
Quinnahoq's Native Tribal Council all agree. The Donlin gold mine should not exist. For one, the council's president, Darren Cleveland, worries that the mine will compel more people to leave Quinnahoq.
You have, instead of a slow trickle, people moving out, you might have all of a sudden a group of people just moving, and it would be like a culture shock for our families.
Cleveland says the younger men might leave, and it would be on the women and elders to hunt and fish for their families. Quinnahoq is pretty far away from the mine site, which sits near a tributary of the Kuskokwim River, hundreds of miles away. The village is on the coast, closer to the mouth of the river near the Kuskokwim Bay. Which brings us to another concern. A big mining accident could contaminate the village's main food source. And Quinnahoq does not want that. Village residents depend on the river's rich array of salmon species for food.
That could be devastating for our way of life that has always been. And we don't want to add on risks.
Cleveland says the heat wave that killed salmon in the Kuskokwim is an example of risks they are already facing. Finally, there's also the fact that Quinnahoq doesn't want any mining near its village. So the resolution is supposed to show support to tribes closer to the mine who have passed resolutions against it.
We feel that if we have mining here, if in our area, we'd want the support of other tribes to help us out that we are against it.
Donlin Gold did not respond to requests for comment by broadcast time, but the company has said repeatedly that it plans to build the mine as safely as possible. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schallenberger in Bethel.